morning, all. Hope everyone had enjoyed their barbecues and everything else that people do on July 4th. We're up to Mitzvah Lamed, the 30th Mitzvah of the Torah, which is Shloli Shavala Shav. You can't swear, can't take God's name in vain. So let's see what this prohibition is. So you'll notice that this is a very, very long text. The Chinuch will probably spend, going away next week, so we'll probably spend an extensive amount of time going through this mitzvah. I would say probably collectively around 2 weeks we'll at least spend on this mitzvah because it's just very long. So let's see what the pasuk says. Lo tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha l'shav. You shall not take God's name in vain. Ki lo yinakeh Hashem, because God will not absolve you of this. Yisa Asher Yisa Shmo l'shav. If you take His name in vain, God's not going to like that, and He's not going to really forgive you for that. So what is the nature of this prohibition? So it seems like if there is a complementary mitzvah to this, and that is the prohibition to swear falsely. So this is swearing pointlessly, and there's another mitzvah that comes way later on in Sefer Vayikra, and that is to swear falsely. So what is this mitzvah? Shelo nishavah levatala, that you shall not swear pointlessly. Shenamar lo tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha l'shav, that you shall not take God's name in vain. That's what the pasuk in our parsha says. In this parsha says, v'inyan habatala hu be'arbat tzadin. The Chinuch has four separate categories that define what a swear in vain might be. So the first category, kigun shenishba al davar yadua she'ino kein. Let's say a guy swears that something that everyone knows is true. He says, "I swear that this is not true." What does this mean? Kigon al amot shel shayish shehu shel zahav. Let's say he sees a pillar that's made of marble, and he says, "I swear that this marble pillar is made of gold." B'chein kol kayosi bezeh, anything like that. So let's say a person swears about the sky. He says, "I swear that the sky is orange." I swear the sky is some color that it never would be. So in that situation, it's considered a case where everyone knows what the situation is, and he's saying that it's obviously not that. Hatzad Hasheni, a second category, kigon shenishba al hayadua shehu kein. Let's say he swears about the obvious that it's definitely true. So, for example, what kigon al haeven shehu even ve'al ha'etz shehu etz. He takes a rock and he says, "This is a rock. I swear this is a rock." Or he takes a piece of wood. He says, "I swear this is a piece of wood." Like, no kidding. Everyone knows it's a piece of wood. Everyone knows it's a rock, and therefore, that's going to be considered a swearing in vain. By the way, the Chinuch, I believe, will discuss this a bit, but just so that we have a general understanding of it, it's not because there's a concern that this is or isn't true. It's more because it's just that he's saying something. He's just using God's name for a pointless reason. He does not need to be saying God's name. We don't like swearing just for funsies, right? This is where the real question comes in. If a person is a witness in a trial, for example, so are they allowed to swear on the Bible? And there's many, many halachic ramifications of that, and that all comes from this discussion right here. Can you take God's name in vain for such an extent? The third category, atzara shlishi, shenishba levatel mitzvah. A guy swears that I'm not going to do this mitzvah, or I'm not going to do all of the mitzvahs. So that's ridiculous. This is totally crazy. A person has no ability to say, "I'm not going to do something that God commanded me to do," because God commanded me to do it, so I don't have any right to say that I'm not going to do it. It's like the exact situation as the first category, right? Someone who's swearing about something that's totally crazy. So this person sees a marble pillar, I'm going to say it's gold. That's ridiculous. So too over here, a person is commanded in doing something. You can't then say, "I swear I'm not going to do it." It's just totally total insanity. And then finally, Hatzad HaRavi, the fourth category consists of Shenishba La'asos Davar She'in Bo Koach La'asoso. A person swears that he's going to do something that he has no ability to do whatsoever. Kigon Shelo Yishan Shlosha Yimim Ritzuvim. So you do have to take notice of the definitions that the Chinuch uses, because some might say that you could do these things, but we get his gist, right? So he says the first example of this is, let's say a person swears that they're not going to sleep for 3 consecutive days straight, right? So I'm sure there are some doctors in the room who maybe have not slept 3 consecutive. No, it's impossible. Okay, well, maybe it could be that someone might be able to stay up for 3 days straight, but nonetheless, that's what he says. He says it is impossible. Therefore, if someone swears they're going to do that, that's total crazy. It's craziness, and we don't like that. That's considered a shvua lebatala. O shelo yochal shiva yamim ritzuvim. Or let's say a person swears they're not going to eat or drink for 7 days straight. Mechen kol kayotzi bezeh, and anything like this, because all these things are considered absolute impossibilities, and therefore it's total craziness. It does seem to be that, at least with this last category, that the Chinuch does say this idea in quoting the Rambam. The Rambam says that this is an absolute impossibility. It seems like there are other Rishonim who do actually believe that it is technically possible. A person can not eat or drink for 7 days, and then what will they do? Well, I guess by the 7th day, or maybe even before that, they'll die, because they'll die of starvation or they'll die of absolute thirst and dehydration. So says the other Rishonim that this is not actually something that's impossible to do, rather it's just something that's absolutely stupid to do. And it's actually a prohibition. It's like the third category. It's like swearing that you're going to violate one of God's prohibitions, which is you cannot commit suicide. And that's what this that's what not eating or not drinking will do for you. So again, it depends on which category you might put it on, put it in based on what you think the human body can take or handle. But that is the fourth category. Those are the four categories of what we would call a shvuah shav, taking God's name in vain for a pointless reason. So that we'll stop right here, and God willing, we'll spend many more days talking about this, but we'll stop right here.